Good morning, guys. This is Sean today. As promised, I wanted to talk a little bit about email. So yesterday, or actually, I think it was like on Sunday, our friend Matt Gemmel, let me pull this up. He wrote an article called Managing Email Realistically. And basically, what I really like about this article is that he kind of boils it. He gets down to the point. He says, his opening paragraph basically says, there are plenty of great apps to help you manage your life and your tasks like OmniFocus and so on, but they don't work for you because you don't devote the time to organize all this stuff. You won't create contacts. You certainly won't file stuff appropriately. You won't do your weekly review. You're also probably not the overall person in charge of the next Mars mission. Those systems are not for normal people. They're for obsessive compulsives who just happen to prefer filtering email than counting toothpicks or quadruple checking that the oven is off. You, however, are a normal person, and the time you spend on all those formal task management rituals is better spent aimlessly surfing the web or even going home early. You're just an ordinary lassie or laddie who gets too much email. And, which actually, I think this is really clever. And basically, his premise is the fact that we're people, right? We're humans, and we're inherently lazy and egocentric, which I think is kind of, funny and pretty true. And so what I like about his post on managing email is it basically is going, you know what, it's just not going to happen. You're just not going to get through all your email. And so that's okay, right? Just be okay with it. And I think that a lot of because I've written before about quote unquote like the inbox zero, right? And I think sort of the initial premise of inbox zero is it's like this system for how you keep your inbox at zero, right? It's like this actual measurable metric. But in reality, I think what inbox zero, at least my interpretation of what I, when I say inbox zero, what I'm thinking about is that I have zero, hold. My inbox has zero hold on me, basically. All right, like that's almost like a better explanation. And so it goes not just for email, right? It goes for all those inboxes. It goes for my RSS feed. It goes for my Twitter stream. Those are pretty much my main three, right? And so these things where it's like, hey, you know what? I don't have to obsessively check them. I don't have to always be looking for what's the next incoming thing. What's something that can entertain me? What's, you know, it's like the pulling on the slot machine. And did I get 3 sevens, right? And so anyways, what I like about Matt Gemmel's article here is, some clever stuff of like, hey, here's the sort of people that you should reply to immediately, like your friends and family. Here's the people that you should try to reply to within 24 hours. About once a week, you should try to reply to these certain types of emails. And then here's the stuff that you should just delete or archive or whatever. And I think kind of at the end of the day, we like articles like this because it gives us permission to not individually and thoughtfully reply to every single email that comes in our inbox. I know, so for some people, email is your job, right? Like when I, my nose itches. You wouldn't know that from listening to the show, but since I told you, now you know. When I was the marketing director for the International House of Prayer, email was a huge part of my job because, I mean, for better or for worse, we communicated through email pretty much all the other department heads, a lot of my direct reports, people above me, people below me, we communicated with through email, partly because it's a 24-hour operation there. So a lot of people have very random schedules that aren't always lined up at the same time, as well as there are several different campuses. And so different people are just in different locations, et cetera, right? So just lots and lots and lots and lots of email. So I would say about half of my job was simply just communicating with people through email. And, I could power through 300 to 400 emails a day because a lot of it was forwarding stuff, delegating stuff, quick replies, et cetera, right? But and I had to, because that was part of my job. It was, if I didn't reply to email, if I didn't work on it, it was it just wouldn't get done, right? Something would just be, would sit and be left waiting. So but now my job is not email. My job is to build stuff, to create stuff, to write and things like that. And so I could technically ignore email indefinitely, right? And it wouldn't really, yeah, I mean, it probably wouldn't behoove me. It wouldn't be the best, but I wouldn't get fired. I wouldn't be in trouble. It's not like something wouldn't get done or something would be left waiting. It's smart for me to check my email because I get comments, I get feedback from you guys, from readers of the site. You know, who knows if like I might get an important email from, someone whom I respect, or maybe a company or something like that. Plus just notifications about different things, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right. So it behooves me to check email, but it's not necessarily required. And so we like these articles like Matt's, because it gives us, you know, like in my situation, it, in a way, it gives me permission. It reminds me that it's okay to not answer every single email. Right. And that's why, like, I think I've talked about this on past shows, is this, this Apple script that John Gruber wrote like years ago. And basically he runs it, I don't know if he runs it once a day or once a week. We'll just say once a week, right? He runs it. And at the end of the week, whatever is in his inbox that is, it's been read, right? But it's still there and it's not flagged. It just puts it into the archive, right? Just gets it out of there. And it's sort of this ruthless mindset that says, you know what, like, I'm just going to give email, and you just got one shot. And I'm going to, if an email doesn't instantly compel me to reply or do something about it, chances are I'm never going to get around to it. Even if I, you know, technically wanted to, right? This is probably not going to happen. And so just need to be ruthless about it. Instead of leaving it in there for 3 months until I finally guiltily drag it out of the inbox and put it into the archive folder, just get rid of it right away. You know what? This is, it's just, habit and experience has proven the fact that if I'm not going to reply to it right away, probably not going to reply to it ever. So let's just get it out of there. No offense, you know, Mr. Joe Bob, who sent me that email. I appreciate you. I like you. Just not going to happen, you know? And that's hard, right? That's hard to like confess. It's hard to live with. The idea that, you know what, these people that, because a lot of them are well-meaning people, and it's just not easy to come to grips with the fact that I'm probably not going to reply to every single person and give them my attention and in a thoughtful way. And it's just the way it is, right? And kind of just got to come to grips with it and hope and trust that they won't take it personally and they won't be offended by it. And that if it is truly important, if it is really great, either they'll reach out again, or I'll be compelled to reply and connect with these people and, you know, right away. And then there'll be that conversation there. And sometimes it happens and sometimes it doesn't. And, just gotta move on, right? We gotta do what we gotta do, because it's more important to be building something, creating something, spending time with my son, spending time with my wife, whatever, rather than having my mind stuck in my inbox, email inbox, either because I've always got to check it, I've always got to be on top of it, or because I'm always upset or nervous or worried that I'm not replying to people and I feel bad about it, so I'm going to leave their emails in there forever, even though I'm not actually going to get around to it because I can't even keep up with what's currently coming in and all the other current projects that I'm working on. I want to read this, I want to do research here, and I want to write about this, but oh, these guys are waiting for my email reply and I feel bad, and they're people who I respect their opinions and I want them to know that they're valuable and they're important, but I just can't, right? You just can't do that. You can't save the whole world through email. So there you go. Hope you guys have a great one. I'll talk to you later. God bless today.